Holly stepped out of the car. She took the cat with her. Cradling him, she scratched his head and asked, "What do you think? This ought to be the right kind of place for a tough guy like you. Garbage cans, rats galore, plenty of cat bums to gang around with. So scram," she said, dropping him, and when he did not move away, instead raised his thug face and questioned her with yellowish pirate eyes, she stamped her foot. "I said beat it," he rubbed against her leg. "I said fuck off," she shouted, then jumped back in the car, slammed the door, and "go," she told the driver. "Go, go." I was stunned. "Well, you are. You are a bitch." We'd traveled a block before she replied. "I told you, we just met by the river one day, that's all. Independence, both of us. We never made each other any promises. We never," she said, and her voice collapsed, a tick, an invalid whiteness seized her face. The car had paused for a traffic light. Then she had the door open. She was running down the street, and I ran after her. But the cat was not at the corner where he'd been left. There was no one, nothing on the street except a urinating drunk and two Negro nuns herding a file of sweet-singing children. Other children emerged from doorways, and ladies leaned over their window sills to watch as Holly darted up and down the block, ran back and forth, chanting, "You, cat, where are you? Here, cat." She kept it up until a bumpy-skinned boy came forward dangling an old Tom by the scruff of its neck. "You wants a nice kitty, miss? Gimme a dollar." The limousine had followed us. Now Holly let me steer her toward it. At the door, she hesitated. She looked past me, past the boy still offering his cat. "Half a dollar, 2 bits, maybe? 2 bits, it ain't much." And she shuddered. She had to grip my arm to stand up. Oh, Jesus God, we did belong to each other. He was mine. Then I made her a promise. I said I'd come back and find her cat. "I'll take care of him, too. I promise." She smiled, that cheerless new pinch of a smile. "But what about me?" she said, whispered and shivered again. "I'm very scared, Buster. Yes, at last. Because it could go on forever. Not knowing what's yours until you've thrown it away. The mean Reds, they're nothing. The fat woman, she nothing. This, though, my mouth's so dry, if my life depended on it, I couldn't spit." She stepped in the car, sank in the seat. "Sorry, driver. Let's go."